listening to Tay-Tay Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richman from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat mightily.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio.
Right there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading episode number 164 of our virtual tailgate party as we blast this show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 55 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. I am the Grill Sergeant John Largent, and it is approaching Thanksgiving, if you can believe it already. 2017 Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and to help make your Thanksgiving a whole lot better, we've got a couple of great guests joining us from the Charbroil Company. You know their grills. You know all their products. We've got Dan Corso and Susan Broussard that are going to be joining us after the first break, and we're going to be talking about all things Thanksgiving and all things turkey. You know, when we were talking about doing this interview, I did some homework and found out that almost 46 million turkeys are consumed right around the Thanksgiving holidays, and there's no shortage of ways to create great turkey meals, great Thanksgiving meals, and we're going to have Susan and Dan in to talk about that after the first break. I want to mention to everybody that we are still going strong on our Facebook page. You can go to Tailgate Radio Show over at Facebook. And, of course, all of our social media is Tailgate Radio. We've got a great Twitter following. The Tailgate Nation is doing a great job over there, over 50,000 Twitter followers. And we've started an Instagram. I know we're really late to the party on Instagram, but we've started an Instagram, and the initial response has been overwhelming as we've received tons of photos and videos from tailgate parties around the country and even around the globe. And as we continue to take a look at how we can best utilize our Instagram page, we're going to do that as well. Also want to remind you, you can catch us every week. This show drops every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern on all the great platforms out there to listen to podcasts, including iTunes, the TuneIn app, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Roku, Apple TV, and anywhere else that you may listen to a podcast. There's a good chance that Tailgate Radio is there, whether you're on the way to the stadium, whether you're on your way back, whether you're trying to get some ideas for what you're going to do this week at your tailgate party. The folks here at Game Day Media and Tailgate Radio want to make sure that you have all the information you need. As I mentioned previously, we're going to be doing a major revamp of the show after the first of the year, and we want your ideas. We've gotten some really good ideas, and I think that for us, at least, it's important that we produce content that you want to listen to and that you want to be a part of and be interactive. We want this show to be more interactive. You guys do an amazing job on our social media platforms, but I think we could take it a step further. And as football season, with a tear streaming down my eye, as it is starting to, I don't want to say wind down. Of course, college football is much closer to winding down than the NFL. But as those things start to come to a conclusion, it's given us a lot of opportunity to kind of rethink how we want to do this show for next year. And do we want this to be an episodic show? Do we want this to be a series? Do we want to have an off-season show that is just focused on products and services? We've got some great ideas out there on how we can do this. We're kicking around a lot of different ideas. So if you have any ideas of a revamped Tailgate Radio show, maybe you want a new host. That would be sad. But if you want a new host, or you want a new voice of Tailgate Radio, let us know. Nothing's off limits, because we truly want to create the best and most relevant tailgating show for you, the Tailgate Nation, which is, in the last research that we've seen, has grown to almost 50 million people that partake in some sort of tailgating at least once a year. So that could be anything from football, NASCAR, air shows, concerts. The list goes on and on, and we want to make sure that we give you the best content we can. And that's one of the great things that's really cool about doing a podcast is it's not the content that drives the show is based on you. It's not the host. I don't drive the content. So we really, really, really like when you tweet us, email us. You can email us at stuff@tailgateradio.com. You can also go, as I mentioned earlier, to our social media platforms and just let us know how we're doing. And if you think the show is in need of a desperate overhaul and washing and drying, then we want to hear that too. But the feedback we've gotten so far has been really positive, and people are pretty happy with what we're doing. But I think we can do better. And we will do better after this season. And we're just looking at the best ways to do that. When we come back from the break, we've got Susan Broussard and Dan Corso from Charbroil. And they are going to knock it out of the park with some great Thanksgiving ideas and best how to prepare, or how to best prepare that Thanksgiving turkey. And I may throw other questions at them, see what they think about the Thanksgiving meal in general. So we'll do that right after the first break. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. Tailgate Radio, I want to talk to you about health and being healthy. I don't go into this a whole lot, but I have been on a quest for better health now for the better part of 2017. Over the course of the year, I have lost almost 85 pounds. And I didn't do any fad things. I didn't do anything that was crazy or out of the ordinary. I just started eating healthy. And when I found a company that allowed me to eat snacks that I loved, the taste was awesome. I jumped all over it because it's hard to find healthy snacks. And that's why I want to talk to you about RX Bar. RX Bar is a whole food protein bar made with a few simple, clean ingredients, which all serve a purpose. Egg whites for protein, dates to bind, and nuts for texture. And in the interest of full transparency, all of the core ingredients are labeled right on the front of the package. There's no BS. They're perfect for breakfast on the go, a snack at the office, to throw into your bag for a bike ride or hike or travel or anything. Better yet, beyond being a go-to snack that checks off a number of nutritional boxes, RX Bar actually tastes delicious. They are absolutely awesome. With 11 delicious flavor varieties, all of which are gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, and free of any added sugar, artificial colors or flavors, preservatives or fillers, you can actually taste it. It's the real fruit, the spices, like sea salt. Whether you like sweet or savory, chocolate or fruit flavors, there's an RX Bar for you. Now, I go back and forth on which one's my favorite. I love the chocolate peanut butter. I love the berries. And so depending on what my palate is for that day, I have a choice of many different flavors. Like I said earlier, 11 different flavor varieties, and I have eaten them all. I love coconut chocolate. There are so many different flavors to choose from. There's an RX Bar for you. And right now, for the Tailgate Nation, for 25% off your first order, visit rxbar.com/tailgate and enter the promo code TAILGATE at checkout. That's rxbar.com/tailgate. Promo code TAILGATE for 25% off of your order. That's rxbar.com/tailgate. Tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you.
It's a barbecue. We keep it real. It's a barbecue. Smoke, drink, chill. It's a barbecue. Take a meal. It's a barbecue. Turn up, do what you feel. Barbecue. Hey, hey.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. The Grill Sergeant John Largent here. And the holidays, more specifically Thanksgiving, is right around the corner. And what is our obsession with turkey? Well, we're going to find out more from the great folks at Charbroil as we've got Susan Broussard and Dan Corso joining the Tailgate Nation. So what is America's obsession with turkey? It seems like more and more there are creative ways to create this magical bird, especially during the holiday season. Tell me a little bit more about what you're seeing out there, and specifically, what are some of the trends out there in preparing turkey for Thanksgiving?
So I think people are always looking for experimenting, and we see a lot of that sort of coinciding with some of the other cooking trends like smoking. So you see a lot of people starting to smoke turkey, and in addition to that, you know, frying turkeys is a way that people get you know, different flavor out of their turkey, having the added bonus to free up their oven for other things that they might be cooking, you know, on Thanksgiving.
How many turkeys right now are Americans consuming on an annual basis? Because it just seems like those numbers continue to rise, but I have no idea what those numbers look like for 2017.
I'm not sure what that number is, but I would be certain that it's very, very high.
On your website over at Charbroil, there's some amazing recipes, like the Big Easy Southern Thanksgiving Turkey. What goes into the prep time, and just a little bit about the history of Charbroil and how you guys have really managed to create the, for lack of a better term, the multiple ways to prepare turkey.
I would say the first thing for preparation to always keep in mind is planning enough time to thaw your turkey. That's something that consumers tend to kind of wait till the last minute. But in reality, it's going to be at least 24 hours for each 4 to 5 pounds of frozen turkey that they'll need to thaw it in the refrigerator. So that's several days. So you would want to buy it a week in advance at least. And then the second thing, I mean, really, the Big Easy oilless turkey fryer came about because, you know, there were so many stories about house fires and grease fires related to people deep frying their turkeys outside, and it's really just not safe. So we created a different way, essentially, and that's something that just took off. It's something that consumers latched onto, and we see it viral everywhere. I mean, there's Facebook pages about how people are using the Big Easy for not just turkeys, but then a variety of other things once they buy it.
Yeah, I was just at a party over this past weekend, and someone was deep frying a turkey, and they did have a fire. It's amazing that people continue to go down that road don't have any experience with that. Is the infrared? Is there a discernible difference, or you know, as a traditionalist, people would say, well, infrared may not cook as well as traditional, but I have found that not to be true, and quite the opposite. I found that people that have moved to the infrared and the Big Easy have found that that the turkey's actually even more moist, which is one of the main things that people are concerned with that do the traditional deep frying. Can you touch on that and really allay people's fears or concerns that they're not going to get the same quality that they might if they were doing the traditional peanut oil deep fryer?
Sure. I mean, with the infrared technology, you're circulating the heat completely around the bird evenly so that it's cooking and getting that crisp skin on the outside while it cooks all the way to the inside of the turkey. You're really just taking the guesswork out of it for, you know, anyone that wants to cook that way, versus if you're frying it, there's a lot of unknowns. You know, you've got to get the oil up to temperature. You've got to get the turkey in there without splashing any oil anywhere. And then, you know, you don't want the oil to bubble over the pan. You've got to make sure that you have to be able to check the temperature while the turkey's in the oil. So there's a lot of missteps that can happen and a lot of guesswork in there, versus it's pretty straightforward. You just turn this unit on, and once it's heated, you put your bird in, and once it's at temperature, you're done. And it's fast, too. It's way faster than you would ever roast it in the oven. But, yeah, I mean, it gets that crispy outer skin. It gets the juicy inside, and it just really makes it simple.
I'm here with Susan Broussard and Dan Corso with Charbroil, and I would think that Charbroil has a pretty interesting test kitchen, and you guys get to try all the new products and try recipes with those. Tell me about that process, because I think that's fascinating that you are able to do those kind of things. How active is the consumer in driving new product, new research, and new ways to prepare food in general, especially on the grill?
Yeah, so on your first question, we actually do have a really nice facility here with a beautiful outdoor cooking space. Where we can get, you know, new products. A lot of times in the development stage, we have prototypes to cook on. So we're constantly cooking on those throughout the day, you know, testing new recipes, testing out how they work. And then to your second question, of course, it a huge piece of our development process is to look into how our consumers are using our product, what they love about them, what they would love added. So that's really a big piece of when we go to, work on a new, smoke or grow, whatever we're working on. That's one of our first reps to actually go through any feedback that we've gotten from consumers. We look all over the internet for our, reviews on our products and things like that. And it certainly informs, everything that we do in, moving forward with new products. Make sure that that's something that our consumers are enjoying using, works well for them, makes us who we are and makes us have the, the products that we make.
Yeah, I know the Tailgate Nation, as we travel the country and visit tailgate events, which have become these great culinary experiences every week, I tend to gravitate more toward the college football games on Saturdays, and have done some NASCAR as well, and of course NFL. Anywhere there's a tailgate party, we're there. But one of the things that we always are amazed by is the ingenuity, the creativity of the people out in the parking lot and really how good their food is. And so we have seen, I can tell you, from coast to coast and border to border, we see Charbroil products all over the place, and more people are out in the parking lot cooking turkey and creating those. That is their Thanksgiving meal a lot of times, either the week before or some of the games that happen on Thanksgiving Day, and especially during the holidays, during Christmas. Can you talk to me about how much thought is put into, from a tailgating perspective, which I know, the last market research we did was between 35 and 40 million people tailgate at least once a year in America. That's a pretty substantial amount. And we're seeing more and more people really spending that time perfecting their grilling craft, and now with all the new technology, they're even more menu options that they have. Do you guys ever spend any time out in the parking lot and talk to the fans? Because they are really good about giving feedback and telling you about, well, have you tried this recipe, or what about this, or here's my grandmother's recipe from 100 years ago. I think it would work great with the Big Easy infrared. So I'm really fascinated by that and would be curious to know how much you engage with people in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely. We love to see that kind of stuff. That kind of ingenuity is exactly what I was referring to when I say we like to engage with our customers like that. Seeing people, alter our products that better fit their specific cooking scenario, whether it's tailgating or something, camping, whatever they're doing. We love seeing that stuff because that's exactly the kind of thing that we can, take a look at, see how people are using these things and better design our product to fit those uses. We definitely plan trips out to, whether it's, football games or cooking competitions, swimming competitions. We try to make presence at those types of events, go around and see what people are doing. Another great resource for us is even Facebook, believe it or not, we're seeing groups forming up around certain products or people that really love the act of cooking and tailgating. They have these kind of groups, and this is great for us to go and just see consumer to consumer kind of interacting. Hey, I'm going to smoke this pork shoulder in the parking lot. What do you guys recommend I use? We love seeing that kind of stuff. It's really kind of inspiring to a lot of the products that we make here. And when you look at kind of the whole sort of industry of grilling or outdoor cooking, and a lot of the other brands out there don't really go down those paths of innovating. It's kind of a proven technology, a proven product, and they kind of stick to what works. And that's kind of what we pride ourselves here at Charbroil on, innovating and trying to look at those opportunities. Where can we make, this not just a grill or not just a fryer, how do we make it, kind of that next level thing that people are actually looking for and will actually improve their cooking, experience. So, yeah, that stuff is great. We feed off that every day. It's, while, we have our research and everything, the that's the kind of stuff that's really, I think, you know, just quality feedback that we can, you know, catch the pulse of the consumer and sort of feed that back into our next round of products.
I'm here with Susan Broussard and Dan Corso with Charbroil. And one of the questions I always ask my guests, and I'm going to alter it a little bit because of Thanksgiving and who you guys are, but one of the questions I ask is, what is your ideal tailgate party menu? But I'm going to mix it up a little bit. What is your ideal Thanksgiving Charbroil menu? You guys have so many recipes on your website. It would be, I'm sure you've at least partaken in some of those and probably most of them, but if I had to put you on the spot for both of you, what would you say, and this goes with what would you drink with it, what would you have as the main course, and how would you incorporate that into your ideal Thanksgiving meal? And I'll start with Susan first. Put okay. you on the spot.
Turkey cooked in the Big Easy. I would do it very simply with Cajun rub on the outside and a little bit of olive oil as well. And then, you know, typical sweet potatoes and pecan pie, maybe a vegetable in there, and always a nice bottle of red wine.
And what about dessert? Because you can make some mean desserts on a Charbroil grill, like a Bananas Foster or some other things.
I honestly haven't ventured too far in desserts on the grill myself, but I'm a big fan of pecan pie on Thanksgiving, so I'll generally have that.
Dan, what about you?
So I myself am a smoker guy, so I am a big fan. I use our DES, smoked turkey. I usually go with myself. I like a spicy flavor, so I'll do a bold rub. I believe we have a recipe on the site for, you know, a spicy rub that you can make yourself, just kind of mixing up some of the spices that you have in your own kitchen. So that gives it a really unique flavor and really a different flavor than you expect out of a Thanksgiving turkey. So that's a nice juxtaposition to say maybe you have a normal oven roasted turkey and then you have this kind of spicy smoked turkey. And then I'm a big fan of the mashed potatoes. I go for a big pile of that. And then have a seasonal, you know, pumpkin beer. It goes really well with Thanksgiving. It puts me in the mood for fall.
Wow. Well, I'm waiting for the invitations from both of you. Those both sound like amazing menus. So happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Before we go, I'd like to tell us how we can learn more about Charbroil, where we can find those great recipes, and any other social media interactions. We'd really like to get involved. We've got a week to go as this show drops on Thursday, the 17th, which gives us a full week to engage and maybe pick up a Big Easy Infrared or any of the other great Charbroil products. Tell me where we can find all that information.
Yeah, just head over to charbroil.com. We have a full service website there that has all the recipes you could possibly need. Like you said yourself there, we got some basic stuff there if your tastes aren't too crazy. And then there's also some pretty out there recipes that you can have fun with. And you also find on there all of the products that we offer. And then also going buying right through the site, or we also have a tool there that tells you where you can get it close to you.
Any final thoughts to the Tailgate Nation before we get ready to thaw out that turkey and get things ready?
For me, it's just have fun with it. You know, play around in your kitchen, make up your own spices, you know, try to smoke turkey, do something a little different, have fun with it.
I just enjoy, you know, trying new things. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, Susan and Dan, I want to thank you so much for coming into Tailgate Radio this week, and look for the recipes. We're going to put up a link on our website and also all of our social media so that you can go directly to Charbroil and check out all the recipes, all the products, everything that is going on over at Charbroil, and everything that you need to have the best Thanksgiving possible. I want to thank you guys for coming in, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone there at Charbroil.
I know for a lot of you, it's not uncommon to be out in the parking lot 6 to 12 hours before kickoff.
And, you know, during that time, you're doing a lot of different things. You're cooking. You're enjoying your friends and family. You're drinking adult beverages, maybe soda. But one of the things you may not realize is you need to keep yourself hydrated. Each and every week at stadiums across the country, there are emergency calls because folks are getting dehydrated. Well, let's address that and let's make it quick and easy and simple for you to make sure that that never happens to you. Just make sure the night before the game, grab two or three of the gallon jugs of water, freeze them overnight, use that to keep all your food cold in your coolers, and then as it melts, use that for your drinking water. Makes it quick, easy, and you save some space. That's the tailgate tip of the week this week from Tailgate Training Camp. I'm the Grill Sergeant, John Larger. We'll be back next week with another great tailgate tip of the week.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.